I think that's a beautiful sound.
It's the bright colored, almost tie-dyed fabric that draws you into Susan Caulfield's work, but it's the messages that hold you there.
Most of what I make, especially the earlier pieces, is what I would call meditative wall hangings or contemplative wall hangings. The idea is that they're things that people can put place around them that help them go inward and just think about what's working them.
In Caulfield's art, you'll see quotes from poets, like 13th century Persian theologian Rumi, as well as musicians like John Lennon and Leonard Cohen. Caulfield says she tries to match the fabric with the quote. In one piece, Caulfield screen printed a quote onto light bluish green fabric and cut it into a wavy shape using round cut scissors. She then placed it on a dark green fabric and used a deep blue with a bubble-like pattern for the border.
This is a Juan Ramon Jimenez quote. My boat struck something deep. Nothing happened. Sound, silence, waves. Nothing happened, or perhaps everything has happened, and I'm sitting in the middle of my new life. And I love that quote because it just reminds me of how much I don't know about my own life and how much I might run into change, run into opportunity. And so I like putting it on what also looks like a river because it has boat in it and it has movement.
Caulfield also uses positive words in her art to make pictures. Words like love, hope, community, and trust. Caulfield says she wants to use her art to counteract negative messages.
We're in a consumer culture, which is most of our images are, buy me, you're not good enough, you're not good enough. So the sense of being able to put out messages that are positive and grab people.
Caulfield also makes heliographs, or sun prints, that will be on display at today's Kalamazoo Art Hop.
I can only do this in the summertime. So I take fabric, just white cotton, and I pin it to foam board. I dampen it, and then I paint it. And I paint it either one color or multiple colors, depending on what I want to do. And then I take objects from my garden, plants, usually, and I pin them down, not completely, but I pin in different areas, and then I put it out in the sun, and the sun exposes it. So it's like a reverse print. It's like a negative. So wherever I had objects, the fabric did not take the paint. One of the pieces in the show is actually, it's fabulous. I used metal washers. And I, for some reason on that one, I decided to leave it out overnight. Either I forgot about it or decided to leave it out overnight. And the washers interacted with the paint and created extra little spurts of different color. And it's a fabulous piece. And I then screen printed a quote on it about kind of letting go of plans because life kind of does what it wants anyways. And it's a fabulous example of that.
But words aren't the only way Caulfield gets across themes of peace, reflection, and loving life. The symbol of a famous 13th century labyrinth in Chartres, France, also plays a big role in her work.
The thing about a labyrinth, especially about the 11th Circuit labyrinth, is you walk the same path in that you walk out. And when you first start, you start and you go in a little bit and then you turn. And then you turn back to where you came from. You think, how does this work? And you don't really have to think about it because if you just follow the path without trying to figure out the path, you get to the center. It supports the notion of it's important to go inward. It's important to reflect and to trust, but you still have to come back out into the world. And then when you step on the little button, it goes forward. There's a simple lever. You push that, and it goes back.
You can see Susan Caulfield's sun prints and other fabric art today at Deka Mahammon Architecture near the corner of Ransom and Church Streets in Kalamazoo.